The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
All right, with me on the line now to talk about musculoskeletal conditions and some of the support groups that are available here in Geelong, we've got Ornella Clavisi with us here, the General Manager of Consumer Services. Ornella, thank you for being on the program.
Thank you for having me.
So can you talk about what you do at Musculoskeletal Australia and more broadly what the organisation does?
Sure. So I'm the General Manager of Consumer Services, so I manage the support programs that we have. And I guess our biggest program is around our helpline, which has nurses who are specifically trained in musculoskeletal conditions and also mental health first aid, which can support people who, you know, are lost, don't know about their condition, want to know more about their medications or trying to identify services in their local area or how to navigate social service systems and also just the general health system about their condition. That's one of the biggest, I guess, programs that we have. The other thing is we have lots of resources for people to look at in their own time regarding all of those things that I discussed. And also we have a peer support group network, and that's a big part of what we do is trying to connect people with those that also have similar experiences and are able to support each other as well.
How many Australians live with musculoskeletal conditions?
There are 7 million Australians who live with a musculoskeletal condition. And when we talk about musculoskeletal conditions, it's a very broad, I guess, umbrella. So we're talking about any condition that affects tendons, muscles, joints, bones, I guess the most common being back pain, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoporosis, but there are others that people may not know are also musculoskeletal conditions such as gout, fibromyalgia, lupus, those sorts of conditions also fall under that. There are actually 150 plus conditions which are musculoskeletal conditions.
And I believe you've done a survey and the findings have been published just recently. Can you talk us through what some of the key findings found about what people living with these conditions go through and what their thoughts are on the support that's available and what they need?
Sure. So we conducted a survey to actually identify what the experiences of people were of living with a musculoskeletal condition beyond just having some pain within a joint or some other sort of, I guess, the actual condition, to look beyond that and see, well, what does it mean to have a musculoskeletal condition in your everyday life? I think one of the biggest things we found was that the impact or the vicious circle of having a condition. So I guess identifying that your whole life is impacted. So from your work or being able to interact with family. So about two-thirds of people said that their ability to work was impacted, which is major when we think about the fact that we all have to, well, majority of us have to work to support ourselves. And a third of those said that they actually had to retire early, and then another third said that they needed to stop work altogether. So that's a major impact of living with these conditions. Another impact, of course, if you're not working or if you're unable to work because of your condition is, I guess, the financial stress that puts on people in order then to support themselves, but also then to support their condition. It's complex, so you generally need to see maybe multiple health professionals. You may take over-the-counter medications. You may take prescription medications and supplements. You may need to see allied health professionals. And so that all impacts on your ability to look after yourself and also then seek the care that you need. I guess one of the things that was we were really grateful is that about 1,300 people actually shared their personal stories. Mm. And one of the things that came out of that is that some people actually couldn't afford care, so they foregoed care in order for them to support themselves in other aspects of their life. And so that's something that was raised quite loudly in the survey, that people needed more financial support in some way or affordable care in order for them to manage their condition.
We have support groups here in Geelong. What sort of services are available? And I suppose for the people listening to the program today that could relate to what you're talking about and are looking for support, how would they access those support groups?
So we have a list of support groups on our website that people can go and find one in their local area. Generally, they range from ones which are just sort of meet up and have a chat, general support for just meeting and talking through things. Others actually have sort of exercise classes associated with them. So some have warm water exercise and also chair-based exercise groups and Nordic walking groups. So there are different types of groups, but there will be some within. I know that there's one in Geelong. So if you hop on our website, you can find that those groups and access. They're lovely people within those groups, so they're really supportive and they're always happy to have new members join.
Well, thank you very much for being on the program. Really appreciate it, and hopefully people go to the website and find the support that they need. Can you just give us the website once again?
Yes, it's msk.org.au, and also if you'd like to call our helpline, it's 1-800-263-265, or you can email on helpline, one word, at msk.org.au.
Thanks for being on the program. Ornella Clavisi with us there, General Manager of Consumer Services at Musculoskeletal Australia.
The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.